Are you a Christian that's struggling to overcome all kinds of issues in your life? You're seeming like your Christianity is mostly in your mind and your head, and you're just empty, and you want power with God, but you don't seem to have the power you're looking for. Well, probably what you need is what the Bible calls the baptism with the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful promise of God. It's part of being a Christian. You see, that as Christians, we're not meant to live a life according to a philosophy, according to a theology, but we're called to a higher life. We're called to a life in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus spoke of this often. He said that when the Holy Spirit comes to you, he will testify of me. That was Jesus' promise. And then later on in the book of Acts, we read that the disciples were wondering what to do now that Jesus had rose from the dead. And in Acts chapter 1, he says, you know, he'd said in Luke, go into all the world. But first he says, wait for the Holy Spirit to come. Wait for him. Ask him to come. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll receive power. Dunamis, dynamite, power. That's the word. And then you will be my witnesses. You'll be able to tell people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. And that was right before Jesus was taken into heaven. I'll tell you what, you cannot live a successful Christian life the way God intends for you by mere willpower, by, you know, pardon me, by trying to do the right thing all the time. Yes, when you believed, you now understand Jesus Christ is Lord, you ask him into your life and heart, he will lead you, but you need this power of God that Lord wants to give to you inwardly, to flow through you outwardly to the world. This power called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's the Bible term. What does that mean? Well, the Holy Spirit, first of all, is part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is God. And the explicit promise from the book of Ezekiel and other places was that in these last days, and we're there now because it's happened from Acts 2 on, that the Lord would cleanse his people from their sin, take out the heart of stone, in other words, the resistance and hard-heartedness to hearing and being flexible to God, put in a heart of flesh, that means that inside of us we're responsive and loving God, and then he says, I'll give you a new spirit, and I will put my spirit within you. Wow. Now that is quite a promise. You can see some of that. Ezekiel 18 has it. I think Ezekiel 36 also has it. Let me just flip through while I'm talking to you. Because these are mighty, mighty promises for you and for me. The promise of the Holy Spirit. Here it is, Ezekiel 36. I was right. Verse 25, I'll sprinkle clean water on you, you'll be clean. That's what happens when you become a Christian. Your sin is forgiven. Your filth will be washed away, says Ezekiel, prophesying from God. You no longer have idols that you worship. And I'll give you a new heart and a new and right desire within you, and I will put a new spirit in you. And then at the very end, he says, I'll put my spirit in you, and you will obey my laws and do whatever I command. My spirit, God says, I'll put my spirit in you. My spirit. That's what happens when you become a believer. To be baptized with his spirit is, well, think of the word baptism. The word baptism means to be immersed, literally, and not just talking about the way you're baptized, but that's actually the baptizo, the word, is to be plunged in, immersed under. And that's what he wants to do with you and me and the Holy Spirit. He wants to plunge us in and immerse us under the Spirit of God and his power. It's the word they use when they are pickling. You know, you take a cucumber and you put it in the vinegar and it soaks there in the vinegar and the sugar and the, you know, the other things you might put in there, dill. It sits there and soaks for weeks or months. And guess what? The flavor of the vinegar gets in the pickle. Pickle's in the vinegar's in the pickle. Right? That's a pickle. Cucumber becomes a pickle. Baptized in the Holy Spirit is what God wants to do with a Christian. The Spirit in you, you plunged in the Spirit. And so what happens is the life, the characteristic, the power, the presence, the working of God begins to soak you. Is that what you need? Be honest with yourself today and say, how are you doing as a Christian? You feel like you're empty and powerless and just trying and working hard, or do you want to have that saturation and soaking of the Holy Spirit? That's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it's yours to have as a believer. Don't live below the promise of God. I remember when I first became a Christian, you know, I had been involved with all kinds of occult things. I had tons of experiences with evil spirits, and I was involved in channeling. And back then, you know, it was like being in a seance type of situation, but you're really listening to spirits and telling people things. I'd seen lots of stuff go on and experienced spiritual power. And I became a Christian, and I began to attend a church that had been going through the Jesus People Revolution. But they didn't believe in being baptized in the Holy Spirit. They believed in Jesus. They didn't even know what to think of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, really. And after a short while, I was getting really hungry, because my reasoning was, I experienced all this supernatural stuff when I was a spiritualist in the occult. There must be more in God. And I was wrestling with demonic powers, and I thought, Jesus wants to give me the victory. I went on a search for the first year of my Christianity, trying to find out what was this. And as I was reading the Bible and grew, I began to realize the Bible's promise of power was both that we would be an overcomer, but also more than that, experience the presence of God, experience Him speaking to us, experience Him speaking through us to others, experience miracles, experience healings, experience deliverance from demons. I mean, all of the stuff Jesus did, He showed His disciples to do, and He promised that we would do, and I wanted it too. And eventually it led me to a Holy Spirit-filled United Church minister, awesome guy named Reverend Doug Warren. And, he just taught me and led me through the whole thing and cast the demons that I had bothering me out and prayed. And I agreed with him in prayer and said, Lord, I want to receive the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. And I really, later on, I really got hit by the power of God at a Full Gospel Business End meeting, and ultimately began to speak in languages from my spirit that I hadn't even learned. What an astonishing experience. And you know what? It transformed me. It changed me. I never looked back. I want to live there. I don't want to live back as an intellectual Christian. And I'll tell you what, once you taste the presence and power of God and the Holy Spirit, you will never, ever want to be an intellectual type of Christian, a religious or legalistic Christian. There's too much of that junk around, and it's deadly. What we need is love-filled, spirit-filled Christians. Now, you know what? There's a lot of denominations in the church that had some teaching against the things of the Holy Spirit. And yet, being baptized with the Holy Spirit was taught by some of the very greatest evangelical ministers of all. Let's just start with Martin Luther, for example. He claimed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and pray in tongues. Did you know that? Martin Luther, the starter of the Reformation? Yes, he did. And then we have the story from the autobiography of Charles Finney, who was so baptized in the Holy Spirit and filled with love that he had to ask God to stop, and it changed his life, and people around him became convicted of sin when he began to speak, and even somebody right after that came walking into his office, and when he shared, when Finney simply said now he belonged to the Lord and was no longer going to be a lawyer, the man fell on the floor laughing and couldn't stop. And all these crazy things started to happen. And you might think as a church, that's out of control, that's crazy. But the greatest Christian leaders in our recent history have experienced this. Goes on all over the world. We need it here in Canada. We need a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost, everybody. And you need to be hungry for it. Well, how about D.L. Moody, great evangelist from over 100 years ago. Moody Bible Institute, founded there. The Moody Bible Institute actually sometimes speaks against being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Weirdly enough, it's been hijacked, but D.L. Moody himself said he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. He always got R.A. Torrey, the teacher that traveled with him in his crusades, to teach on being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And here's something interesting. You know, when Moody began his work, there was two humble Free Methodist women who used to come to his meetings at the YMCA. That's how Moody started. That's how how a lot of evangelists started, YMC, Young Men Christians Association. Auntie Cook, the other Mrs. Snow. And these two women came to Moody at the close of the meetings and said, "We're praying for you." And finally, Mr. Moody was somewhat irritated by this and said to the woman, "Why are you praying for me? You should be praying for the unsaved." Guess what they were praying for? "But we're praying that you might get the power." Moody did not know what they meant, but he got to thinking about it and then went to one of the women and said, "I wish you'd tell me what you mean." And they said, "You need the definite baptism of the Holy Ghost." And then he asked that he might pray with them and not be merely praying for him. And she began with such intense fervor that she told me words I scarcely dare repeat, and I've never forgotten them. But guess what happened to Moody? You know, it just started a burning desire in his heart. Not long after this, he was on his way to England and stopped in New York City. And of course, they'd have to take a ship back then. And he was on Wall Street, and this is from his biography, "In the midst of the bustle and hustle of the city, his prayer for the baptism of the Spirit was answered. The power of God fell on him as he walked up the street, and he had to hurry off to the house of a friend and asked that he might have a room by himself. And in that room he stayed alone for hours as the Holy Spirit came upon him and filled up his soul with such joy that he at last had to ask God to withhold his hand. 'Stop, Lord, or I'll die,' from the very joy." Can you imagine? And yet you can experience that. It's the promise to you as a Christian. And here's D.L. Moody, one of the greatest evangelists of all time, talking about his story. And he went out from that place in the power of God. And when he got to London, the power of God went through him mightily, and hundreds were added to the churches. And that's what led to being him invited on these wonderful campaigns. And you know what he said afterwards? D.L. Moody said afterwards, he preached the same messages, but the result was completely different. Now the power of God was with him. Well, I'll tell you what, you need a baptism of God, a refreshing of the Spirit of God, a work of the Holy Spirit in your life. It will absolutely transform you as a Christian. Don't stop with merely believing in Christ. You know what? I mean, all that is like, the condemned criminal comes before the judge, and the judge offers a pardon, and the criminal says, "Yes, I receive the pardon." And then the judge next offers a brand new life to him and wants to give him everything he needs, including a counselor and a comforter, and one with power to lead him and equip him for the new life. And the criminal who's now been pardoned, he's an innocent man, says, "No thanks, I'll do it myself." Are you a "no thanks, I'll do it myself, God" type of Christian? Or are you a Christian and say, "God, I want your power. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit"? Well, if you look in the book of Acts, that's the story you see all the way through. The preachers going out, they come to place after place where there's God-fearing people. They tell them about Jesus. And the people say, "Yes, I believe now Jesus is the Messiah." And the next thing they do is they lay hands on them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And they receive it. Even in one of the stories, they preach the gospel, the repentance according to John's baptism, which was to prepare the way. But it wasn't the message of Jesus. And Paul comes and says, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said, "No, we haven't even heard there's a Holy Spirit." And who explains to them about Jesus and then the Holy Spirit. You can't be living the Christian life without the work of the Holy Spirit. It's simply that basic. You need to be filled with the Spirit. Otherwise, you're just trying to please God on your own steam. You're trying to go forward on your own steam. This is the first of a number of messages. I'm going to talk about it, but I'm just trying to stir you up. It will change your life because the Spirit of God, when you become a Christian, comes in you. Now he wants to saturate you. Now he wants to soak you, mind, will, emotions, body, soul, and spirit. Now he wants to equip you so that when you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Remember what the words of Jesus were in Mark, the Great Commission? Listen, and this can only be done by God working in you. Go to the whole world and tell the good news to people everywhere. Anyone who believes and is baptized in water will be saved. Anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. Now get this part. You can't do this yourself. These signs will accompany those that believe. They'll cast out demons in my name. They'll speak in new languages they don't know. They'll be able to handle poisonous things and snakes without fear. In other words, like Paul, when he landed on the island and they were building a fire, a snake came out and just grabbed onto him, poisonous snake, and tried to kill him, and he shook it off, says it won't hurt them. God will protect them. They'll be able to lay their hands on the sick and heal them. Miracles will happen. Do you want a miracle? Then you got to go there. You go the way God goes. You do what he says to do. Ask him today, Lord, I want to be baptized, soaked in, pickled in, filled with the Holy Spirit. Do it in my life. Change me. And don't let up until you receive it.